Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by George Fishman, senior legal fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. He authored a new report about the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, otherwise known as the Motor Voter Vehicle Laws. And George, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, George, in your report, you talk about how there are some failures in that law that allow for voter fraud to exist. For the benefit of our listening audience, explain how that actually works.
Sure. There are two main problems with, as you call it, motor voter. One is that it explicitly prohibits voting officials from encouraging non-citizens not to vote when it's illegal, to not let them know that they're voting in federal elections and in most state elections is illegal, despite the fact that during the debates in Congress, the advocates for this motor voter fell over themselves saying it's ridiculous to say that this will encourage non-citizen voting. Non-citizens are not going to vote. The bill prohibits them from voting. And the irony is that this has put a lot of well-meaning permanent residents in serious criminal trouble. Apparently, and this includes the mayor or the former mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, who just resigned, apparently not permanent residents, in some instances unknowingly have been voting, and that's a federal crime. It subjects them to deportation, and it's all because this legislation, the advocates said, oh, we can't even let officials tell non-citizens not to vote. It's crazy. And the second problem is that Republicans tried to get in a provision allowing for real voter verification to make sure that only U.S. citizens were voting in elections which were reserved for U.S. citizens. And, you know, that didn't make it in. The advocates refused to accept that. And those are the two flaws, or the two biggest flaws, and that legislation could easily have been fixed. But I guess for, you know, ideological reasons or whatever, the advocates refused.
So I read your report, and there's a set of circumstances or facts that reveal themselves as follows, because I'm sure people are wondering, well, how does this work operationally? So an individual goes in to get their driver's license, right? And they present a passport from a foreign country as their ID. And they are allowed in this particular state A to get a driver's license. During the course of the interaction with the motor vehicle folks, the motor vehicle under motor voter, they say, do you want to register to vote? And the answer might be, well, am I allowed to do so? The way the law reads, the people are prohibited from saying, no, under federal law, you can't vote in federal elections. Under state law, in this particular state, you can't vote in state elections. And maybe if you live in certain cities in this state, you might be able to vote in their respective city elections. But they can't say any of that. And their response is, well, if you want to register, register. And so the unsuspecting non-citizen immigrant registers to vote. Is that how this plays out?
That is exactly right. Of course, there's plenty of fraud in which non-citizens are deliberately voting despite knowing they're not allowed to. But there are also these situations where it's just an error. The legislation actually says, and this is the words of the legislation, the voting official shall not make any statement to an applicant or take any action, the purpose or effect of which is to discourage the applicant from registering to vote. That's the language in there. And in fact, one attorney for a permanent resident who was in trouble for voting asked, and this was years ago, but asked a ICE official, well, what if he came into the DMV wearing a T-shirt saying, I am a non-citizen? Could the DMV official say anything about that? And ICE's answer was no, can't say anything about that. So it really is incredible. They do have to attest they were non-citizen, sign their name. But, I'm sure a lot of people never actually read much of the stuff they're signing their name to, in this and many other situations.
Yeah, I mean, the scenario I gave was I just wanted to give the non-citizen immigrant the benefit of all the doubts, right? And when they're asked for the advice, they're prohibited from being told, well, you're a citizen of another country. You hold a passport to another country. That's what you use to ID yourself. In this country, you have to be a citizen to vote in federal elections, or you're deportable. You're removable. And even in the truly innocent case, by registering to vote, I think that may be even a deportable act, right?
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right. And it's, again, it's ironic that, the advocates who claim to be the defenders of immigrants are pretty much deliberately, or maybe not deliberately, but in any event, placed immigrants in peril by their refusal to let officials tell non-citizens they're not supposed to be voting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, this is interesting. I mean, getting to a point of trying to protect something so badly that you craft a law that's poorly written, and you're getting to a point where it's ripe for fraud and abuse. And in your report, you point out a bunch of different cases that have made their way through the court system, made their way, I think, even to the Supreme Court, saying that the nature of the Immigration Act that imposes the sanctions of being deportable if you do this or you do this, that relative to registering to vote or, in fact, voting is, in fact, constitutional.
Most definitely. The Supreme Court has clearly stated that the action of participating in democratic governance can certainly be reserved for U.S. citizens. That's the nature of a country. That's the nature of democracy. So, yeah, no problems with that at all. You know, of course, at Tacoma Park, Maryland wants to let illegal aliens vote in Tacoma Park city elections. You know, that's Tacoma Park's right. But when it comes to federal elections, when it comes to state elections, Congress has spoken, the state legislatures have spoken. That's the law.
So recently, the Department of Homeland Security is encouraging states to utilize the SAVE Act or the SAVE system that was established in 1987 to help verify whether someone is legally eligible. That law was passed for social services benefits, but to utilize that to check relative to citizenship status for the purposes of voting. Exactly what is the SAVE Act and or the SAVE system, and do you see that working in this context?
Most definitely. The SAVE system was developed to allow federal state government agencies to make sure that non-citizens were not getting federal welfare benefits or state welfare benefits that they were not allowed, not eligible to receive. But it can also be used through checking Social Security numbers to make sure that people trying to register to vote are U.S. citizens. And the Trump administration this year has made it much easier for states and localities to use the SAVE system to check their voter rolls, and doing everything from making it free to do it to allowing the state or local government to give, not just individually, but in bulk, large numbers of people with Social Security numbers to check that they're U.S. citizens. And so I would certainly encourage governments around the country to utilize this service that Department of Homeland Security is making available. Again, they've made it free. They've made it very easy to use. And, you know, that's what we need. We need a mechanism. You know, in my mind, it should be mandatory to ensure that in elections where you must be a U.S. citizen, you actually are a U.S. citizen.
It's amazing to me that that both sides of the aisle wouldn't want like this issue put to rest. You know, because one side is always defending, oh, no, there's no fraud and abuse as it relates to voting. And as I look through your report, there's all kinds of cases that have made their way through court, right, and have been ruled upon. Well, they don't get to that level of scrutiny if it's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're being very disingenuous. I think certainly we don't precisely know the level of voter fraud, but that's because there's no real verification of who is a citizen and who's not. So it's, you know, you come upon these cases, but the level in the country, if we were to simply verify the citizenship of people who are going to vote, then we'd know in a second, you know, what the level of fraud is, and the level of fraud would go away. It's a very simple mechanism to fix this, and, you know, to hide behind these protestations, oh, that there's hardly any fraud. Well, you say that because there's no mechanism to check whether there's fraud. So, of course, people can say, oh, there's no, proven mass voter fraud in this country. Well, at the same time, preventing the evidence from being gathered to see whether that's the case or not.
And there's no case more emblematic of this than this case that you cite here in the mayor of Coldwater, Kansas, who happens to be a Mexican national, who is not a citizen of the United States, gets elected as the mayor of Coldwater. And then he goes about voting numerous times, I believe, in state elections. I'm not sure. Did he vote in federal elections as well?
I think the allegations were he's being prosecuted under Kansas state law. So
right.
You know, they were
for voting in the Kansas state elections. Right.
Yeah, but
that he's not allowed to.
I assume he was also voting in federal elections, but you know, because you do it all generally, you do it all at the same time. But he's being prosecuted for state elections.
Right. And so if an elected official of a city, we can't get to the bottom of whether or not that individual is allowed to vote or not. And in fact, he did vote in November of 2022, November of 2023, and August of 2024, that he's now being prosecuted for. And his defenders are saying that this is unfair. It's like, well, I'm not exactly sure what that means. What does it mean that it's unfair? The law is the law. I mean, you either follow it or you don't.
Yeah, exactly. The law is the law. And to the extent that permanent residents are voting, not understanding they're not allowed to vote, that's because Congress has made it very difficult to ensure they know they're not allowed to vote. It's Congress's fault as much, if not more, than these individuals. I mean, if they voted knowing that it was illegal to vote, you know, in my mind, that's a slam dunk case for deportation and for criminal sanctions. If they actually voted without understanding they weren't allowed to vote, that's equally Congress's fault for deliberately making it difficult, you know, for them to know. You know, that was Congress's decision. It was mostly, but by all means, not all Democrats in Congress. There were certainly certain Republicans. You know, this is the mess they created, and I would hope Congress would be able to fix it.
I loved his lawyer's comments, saying that the technicality of citizenships perhaps has escaped him. It's like, wait a minute, the technicality of citizenship? I mean, you
Look,
know,
if I were the former mayor, I would fire my attorney. You know, he's not doing his client any good by making comments like that. Citizenship is not a technicality. It is the essence of our democracy, and I that's almost malpractice for his attorney to be making that argument.
But it's almost it's as though that there's like this conspiracy, right? And most of this has been like well settled law for a long time, and then when they run afoul of the law, it's like this whole notion, all of this is just a mere inconvenience, right? We didn't know, you know, we knew that we could run for the mayor of Coldwater, but it was almost as if we get elected to be the mayor of Coldwater, all of these other legal provisions go away.
No, it's actually, look, I don't want to date myself, but I was involved as a staff member for Congress in 1996 when when the deportation provisions were enacted. It's, it's been three decades. That's certainly enough time for people to figure it out.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where this all ends up and whether or not what the buy-in is relative to SAVE. I guess, do they do that on a state-by-state basis?
I think any entity with responsibility can do it. I think it's usually states can do it, but I think in certain instances, localities can do it also. And, I would encourage every, every state and locality in the country to do it. You know, in my mind, it should be mandatory. But, you know, until Congress takes that action, I would encourage every entity that needs to check their voting rolls to make use of this free service that that DHS is offering them.
Yeah, for sure. George Fishman, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time, your insight. Senior Legal Fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. Have a great holiday season.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. When we return, folks, we'll go to the talk lines and we can talk about anything that we've talked about today or if there's something else that you want to say. There's been a lot of activity on the text line about my monologue this morning. Love to hear from you there as well. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Stay with you. Welcome back, folks. We've covered a lot of material today, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show thus far. Let's go to the talk lines. We have Gary. Gary, you're up. What say you?
Well, sir, I'm not the most informed individual, so I have to ask these questions every now and then. Life is so busy, I can't keep up with what's going on. But I just want to know, as far as you know or anybody else knows, has Congress made any attempt this year to at least try to fix the border laws, the immigration laws?
No, but when you say fix, meaning what?
It's my understanding it's been broken for decades. So let's fix it so that we can do it properly and respectfully and with dignity. Republicans have a majority in both houses. What are we waiting for?
It's interesting that you say that, though, because how does that present itself to do it with dignity and things of that nature? You know, if you violate the laws in this country as a citizen and there's an arrest warrant that goes out for you, they pick you up wherever they can find you. And if you have a family, they separate you from your family. You're taken to a local jail. You may or may not get bond. You may get a bond low enough that you're able to make. But then again, you may get a bond that you're not able to make and you stay in jail. Now, there would be those that would say that that's not dignity. But that's the law in this country, and that's how citizens are treated. why should there be a scenario where folks that decide to come to this country illegally, that they get treated any differently than a citizen?
Great, great question. And you've just explained it. Yeah, you do, what you just said, that's negative.
So
let's fix it.
I don't,
my thing is,
so,
so
what,
it
so what needs
be,
to be, so what
be
needs
on,
to be fixed?
Be on the same page.
So you think that there should be, you shouldn't go to jail for violations. You shouldn't
I didn't say that. No, I didn't say that.
I'm confused. So straighten me up.
The question is, why doesn't Congress go ahead right now, while the Republicans have a majority, go ahead and fix the problem with the immigration system from decades going past, so that everybody knows the rules and let's straight here and script and try to figure it out?
Well, that's how it is right now. Those are the rules.
No. I've always heard it's been broken for decades.
The Democrats think it's been broken for decades because what they want is to give them more rights. They don't want a situation where they are, in fact, removable or deportable. They don't want there to be an expedited administrative hearing. They want this to go through the criminal court system as opposed to the administration of justice handled under the Department of Justice for immigration cases, which Congress set up that entire scheme. The Republicans, on the other hand, are comfortable with the scheme. It was passed by a bipartisan vote of Democrats and Republicans. Democratic presidents in the past had no problem, in fact, campaigned on the issue that those that come here illegally should be removed. This is a new phenomenon in this country where we decided under the Biden administration to open our borders, let people in, not even ask who they are, what they are, what they're about, what affiliation they may have with terrorist group or otherwise, and let in millions upon millions upon millions of people in an illegal fashion that's not allowed under the existing laws of this country. And that's what we were left with now. The only people responsible for why we're having these sweeps that are being done by Border Patrol, and by the way, only 350 people have been arrested in Louisiana since they started, and everybody went freaking out about all of this, is because of what the Democrats did for the last 4 years, where they've allowed people to come in and overwhelm all of the support systems that this country has, because we're not set up to take 7, 8, 9 million people in a short period of time. Historically, we've allowed 1.3 million people a year into this country in a legal fashion. And so it's just kind of interesting when we say we want to fix it. It's like, what are we trying to fix? They said that the border could not be contained under the existing laws. Trump seems to have figured out a way to do it, because they're not coming across the border any longer. And so I don't know what needs to be fixed. We have the issue of the border wall that's being built. Some people like it, some people don't. Most countries have them. They have controlled access to their countries. Americans just can't go set up shop in France or Germany or England, open a business, get a driver's license, get a Social Security-like number in those countries. No. It's not allowed. They don't do it. They don't let that happen. And we're not calling them racists or xenophobes or whatever else there is out there to be called. In fact, we defend them in many other walks of life, but that we're the outlier, quite frankly, in the way that we approach this. Who do we have, Coleman? Let's go to Don. Don, you're up. What say you?
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Sheriff. First of all, Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, my friend.
But, thank you. You know, look, it's real simple, Sheriff, and I'm going to start off with this analogy, if you don't mind. Have you or anybody in your listeners ever stood out in line and you waited and waited and waited and waited? You waited in line very patiently for your turn, and people come jump the line, wait in front of you. They walk all the way up into the front, and they walk right in. and they get all the benefits and all the perks of being in the front of the line when they didn't waste an hour and a half like you did. I know I have, and it pisses me off. It upsets me. And that's exactly what everybody that enters this country, illegally or stays in this country, does. So my personal opinion is very simple. No due process, no nothing. If you entered illegally or you remained illegally, deport you immediately. No due process, no nothing. If we can prove you're here, you entered illegally, you go right back and you got to get in line like everybody else and wait your turn.
Yeah, look. I don't harbor any resentment. I know exactly why these people want to come here. It's the greatest, freest country in the world. Who wouldn't? But the fact of the matter is why consider ourselves a sovereign nation if we have no borders? We pass laws. We take the time. We pay people, members of Congress, to look out for the best interests of this country. They pass the laws. And now all of a sudden, because it's become an inconvenience for people that decided to do this and they were able to secrete themselves in society for a period of time, that we should now be more understanding and give them a pass. But what do we tell those immigrants that have tried to get into this country for a dozen years, have been waiting in line to do it legally and have not been able to gain entry into this country? What do we tell those folks by doing what we're doing now? What we're telling them is, don't play by the rules. Don't do it pursuant to the Immigration Act and the passage of these laws by Congress. In fact, circumvent all of that, because you're going to be in a much better position to get to the ultimate goal, to have a pathway to becoming a citizen, because that's what everybody wants to see done right now. And citizenship and all of this, as we were just talking to George Fishman from the Center for Immigration Studies, is just simply a technicality. It's not that big a deal. What are we making such a big deal about, you know, about whether or not you're a citizen or not? I don't know about you, but I'm never going to apologize for thinking that there should be an advantage for me and for you as a citizen. We should want that. There should be a desire that there's an advantage to us for being citizens of this country, that we've played by the rules, whether we're first or second generation or whatever it may be. We are played by the rules. We are a citizen. We are proud of being a citizen. We should assimilate to the cultures of this country, to the rules of this country. Because the cultures of this country ultimately ended up becoming the rules of this country. That's how it works in every country. I don't know why we find ourselves having to make excuses for that as well. But, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy as to where we find ourselves. And we're going, there's an article in NOLA.com right now. 350 people have been detained, but only 10% of them had a criminal history. So what? Do we know how many of them had a deportation order issued by an immigration judge? What if they had deportation orders? What should we do? Just let them go? We spent all this money going through all this exercise of an administrative process. They did something at some point, whether it's they didn't show up in court. They knew they had to show up in court. They were given a court date. They didn't show. Under the law, you are then a deportation order is given. You have 60 days to contest it. If you don't contest it in 60 days, you lose the right, you're deported. So what should we do with those people when we come across them? Same thing that happens to a citizen. You get stopped for a traffic ticket, but they find out that you're wanted in another state for something else. More often than not, you don't get let go. No big deal, just a technicality. That's not how it happens for citizens. So why are we creating a whole host of other rights and privileges for folks that are not citizens? And they came across the border knowing. Does anybody really believe that these people that come across the border don't know what they're doing is not right? They know. They know very well. And they also know very well that they're not here legally, because when they announce the sweeps, kids don't show up in school. People don't show up at work. They go into hiding. The activist groups come out and start bitching about this alleged overreach by law enforcement, because they all know. The scam, the sham has been uncovered. They realize that they've said things to people, more often than not their employers, that they've got their papers, that they're here legally. Well, if that's all the case, then why are you hiding? Why are you hiding? Doesn't make much sense. We'll be right back. We'll talk to Terry when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Be with us. Welcome back, folks. Let's go back to the talk lines. Terry, you're up. What say you?
Hey, good morning, Neil. Merry Christmas to you.
Real Same to you.
Point before going up, you're welcome. First of all, I think I heard the early monologue this morning on the comments on the president, and certainly there's a different way for him to deliver his messages in a more kinder and compassionate way that I think would earn him friends and supporters. Second thing is that a couple of months ago, you talked about the wind mitigation inspection, and you encouraged us to work through that. And I did. I spent $300, had the inspection done, and it saved me $5,000 a year on my homeowner's insurance with USAA. So I've told as many people as I can about that, and I just thank you. I've been waiting to try to get through to tell you that, but I thank you so much for that recommendation. And the gentleman that did your inspection is the one that did mine when I told him about my how I heard about it. So anyway, I appreciate it very much, man.
Well, I'm glad that you reached a much higher level of success than I did, but I'm happy as well and happy for you. So thank you so much, Terry, for calling. I appreciate it, and happy holidays to you. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're up. What say you?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon now. So yes. First of all, I want to also thank you for your comments regarding the presidency and his means of leadership. It's not leadership whatsoever. I applaud you for being a leader in terms of calling it out and calling others who we elect to work on our behalf, to actually have courage to go and work on our behalf, as opposed to just being a position who, you know, you're just at the will of whatever he wants to do. That's not taking care of the people that you that elected you to go and represent us. There has to be some type of balance. And in terms of the illegal immigration thing, I agree. I think that the means, though, don't. The end doesn't justify the means. There are citizens who are being detained and so forth just because. And as a black man, I understand what it looks like to be profiled and pulled over just because they assume you're guilty of something when you're innocent, and to have to go through all the processes and all the unnecessary stuff to prove your innocence and that you're not involved in something is a lot that nobody wants to have to deal with. That's why a lot of folks are also just saying, just stay off the streets, because the way they're carrying out the process is not a good way.
Well, the problem is, again, the reason the process is the way it is because what the Biden administration did. The system...
The means don't just... I mean, the end don't justify the means.
Well, I mean, the sovereignty of the country, I think, justifies a whole lot. And, you know, whether or not we're going to allow ourselves to be abused by this, and what you see is educational systems overwhelmed, healthcare systems overwhelmed, all kinds of social service systems overwhelmed as a result of folks unilaterally on a whim deciding that they want to come to the country by not playing by the rules. And we as taxpayers are footing the bill. Now, if that's not enough to provide, you know, the motivation to do what we need to do to enforce the laws that are on the books, I don't know what is. I mean, the sanctity of this country is at risk. It doesn't mean that these are bad people, and everybody wants to jump to that. We know exactly why they want to come here. Greatest country, freest country in the world. Get it. Got it. But the reason it's the greatest country and the freest country in the world is because we have an ordered and structured society. And there are sanctions for stepping outside of the rules. And the moment in time that you start making excuses and exceptions for everyone that violates the rules, you don't have an ordered and structured society any longer. And the way that you prove that you are is you enforce consequences. Now, we all know that human nature is most people don't want to face the music. They don't like the consequence. But that's the risk when you come here and you don't do it the right way. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, apparently caroling is really good for your mental health, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, I think Tulane is going to beat Ole Miss, and this is the day of 1977 that Saturday Night Fever hit movie theaters. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk about disco in Fat City. Remember those years?
They were wonderful years.
They really were.
Scoot's up next. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.